Thank you, Madam Vice President. The United Kingdom acknowledges the challenges that small island developing states face to engage with the UPR process, and we welcome and appreciate the delegation's presence here today. The UK recognises the significant challenges that Sao Tome and Principe face to tackle poverty, corruption, and educational attainment rates. We welcome the government's significant efforts on education, gender parity, and health, but recognise that improvements are still needed, including on prison conditions. The UK notes that the Sao Tome and Principe Constitution protects the freedoms of expression and association and provide for the equality of all citizens regardless of race, gender, and religion. The UK notes that Sao Tome and Principe are also signatory to a number of international and regional instruments for the protection of human rights and encourage the government to take steps towards their ratification. We recommend that the government, one, ratify and fully implement the Convention Against Torture and its optional protocol, and the optional protocol on the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. And two, to take urgent steps to reduce and eliminate domestic and sexual violence against women, including measures to raise awareness of women's legal rights in consultation with civil society groups, and ensuring fair and expeditious trials of domestic and sexual violence cases. Thank you.